On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. Usually sports, about wins and losses. Not the case this week. Kelly Schultz with Mackenzie Thurston of the BSU women's hockey team.
For most people, life is extremely precious. A lot of people, though, suffer from either depression or don't look at life in the same aspect as most of us. And unfortunately, when somebody takes their life, it can affect those around them, their family, their friends. Mackenzie Thurston of Bemidji State Women's Hockey has experienced a loss, and this week decided to make, in remembrance of them, along with friends back home, a special honor for that person. Mackenzie, I know this is not an easy subject to talk about. First of all, tell us about your friend and why you're doing what you're doing.
Well, I never actually knew her that well, but my sister played with her and is really good friends with her, and she had a lot of friends and really close family, so it wasn't exactly the best thing that could happen for the community and the hockey community, but it brought a lot of people together, and even by our team doing this, it raises awareness for mental illness, which I think is really important in today's society, so it's important that everyone's coming together to raise awareness, as I said before. And yeah.
What was her name, if you don't mind me asking, and how old was she?
Her name was Darren Richardson, and she was 14, and today, February 8th, is her birthday, so she would have been turning 15 today, so young.
And how long ago did she take her life?
On November 13th, so it's been a few months, but it hasn't been easy for anyone, especially her family and her really close friends, like my sister. So it's a process that takes a long time.
And in memory of her and in to bring awareness to suicide, what was kind of the goal of what you did?
Well, Darren's favorite color was purple, so they started a foundation called Do It for Darren, which is basically based on people raising money, and there's bracelets like the Lance Armstrong bracelets that people can purchase. And today, on her birthday, people wearing purple to raise awareness for her favorite color and, like I said before, mental issues with youth and even adults. So it's a good thing that we're all doing this and coming together for it.
And for people that have been close to someone, I personally have witnessed it. Good friend of mine, my senior year of high school, her little brother was 13, took his own life. It is hard to watch people close to you go through this and also be affected, but then not to know a lot of times the reason why people take their own lives. So what you're doing is amazing. I see you've got your nails painted purple. Mm-hmm. I saw a couple of your teammates wearing purple. What does that mean to you to just get that support from your team here at Bemidji State?
It's awesome, especially when people can do that for someone that they don't even know. And like you said, it's terrible that people can do that. And it needs to be better known in our society because it's terrible, really. And it's really good that our team came together and could do this for their family and the community and the hockey community. And it's really good that we know that we have a good group of girls that can do that for someone that they don't even know but has ties through hockey, family, and friends. So it was really nice. I was surprised at how supportive our team was for this day, and it was really nice to see.
Is this something that you're planning on carrying over every year from now on?
Yeah, I think that would be a really good idea, and it's easy. Just put on a purple shirt and let your friends know and stuff like that. So it's a really good way to support families and people who have lost people to suicide.
Well, Mackenzie, appreciate your time. It is a great cause, and keep charging forward.
Thanks, Kelly.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.